I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. I hope if you had a holiday, it was a good one, and if you didn't, that some TLC is coming your way real soon. We've got a lot to catch up on today after the long weekend, and we're going to start along the world's deadliest border, the Mediterranean Sea. You may not think of it as a border, but each day, flimsy wooden and rubber boats set out from Libya, packed with migrants who are counting on luck to get them across the water to Europe, as well as some passengers too young to even know what's going on.
There were many, many babies, many pregnant women, and many tiny babies. There was a 3-day-old baby who'd been born in a detention center.
That's correspondent Megan Williams. She spent the last 2 weeks on the migrant rescue boat Aquarius in the Mediterranean, reporting for the CBC program The Current. And you've just docked in Sicily at the port of Catania. You were patrolling in international waters about 25 miles north of Libya with the NGOs SOS Mediterranean and Doctors Without Borders. And you captured the moment when the Aquarius docked safely in Sicily. Let's just hear that. Megan, tell us what's going on here.
When I hear that, it does really just want to make me cry. And that's the way I felt every time I heard the singing on the boat. And there was a lot of singing. I mean, these are people who have been through so much. Yet, you know, the fact that they gathered round again and again to just sing out their thanks and their joy after having been tortured and deprived of food and put their lives and their children's lives at risk, it's so moving.
I mean, that singing really suggests what a relief it must have been to have this journey behind them. You were at sea for almost 2 weeks, Megan. Initially, the team you were with carried out 3 successful rescues, but then something different happened later in the week, right? Tell us about that.
The worst moment really was Friday, because again in the morning we got the call from Rome saying there are several boats in the area. And so the Aquarius rushed towards one of them. And as we were about a mile from this overcrowded rubber dinghy, we could see the people straddling the side of the boat, so there was no space to move. We got instructions from Rome. Even though we were in international waters, they wanted the Libyan Coast Guard and naval ship in the area to carry out those rescues. And it was heartbreaking, because what the Libyans do, of course, is they take those people back to Libya. And we hear a lot about people risking their lives at sea to cross to Italy. But really, the worst ordeal for these people are the detention camps in Libya. I mean, I talked to many men and women over the days on the boat who we rescued, and all of them talked about being tortured. The women were raped. I think pretty much everybody. Some women didn't want to talk about it, of course, but the violence in Libya is terrible. So to see that boat, and, you know, I was standing on the bridge with binoculars, to see people have to get off that rubber boat and get into a Libyan naval ship and go back to Libya after they'd paid thousands of dollars.
It's also heartbreaking. This incredible video from the CNN reporting that came out last week appearing to show African migrants sold as slaves in Libya. It's captured a lot of attention. Is it something that the refugees and others on the rescue boat were aware of, and were they talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, they all talk about being sold. There's sort of 2 different types of being sold in Libya. One is the traffickers will have a group of, say, 200, 400 people, and usually they're from one specific geographical area, either Eritrea or, say, you know, Gambia. And they swap these groups. They'll sell a group. So after extorting this group of people, forcing them to slave labor, abusing them, they get them to phone home and have their family wire money to the traffickers. So after that happens, they'll sell the group to another group of traffickers, and they have to go through the same ordeal. So one group of Eritreans had paid $3,000 each, and then their group was sold. And so they had to pay another $3,000 to another smuggler. And many of the men get taken out and forced into slave labor. And then there's also the type of slavery that was featured on the CNN video, where there's actually auctions going on, which the men talked about too, where they're sold off, you know, for $400 to work for someone for a year or however long.
Megan, just introduce us to one or two of the people who were rescued. What kind of physical shape were they in, and what are they looking forward to next?
There's some really terrible stories, and I don't even think I want to tell the most terrible, but one tiny, tiny woman who did the trip on her own with her three-year-old son, who was the tiniest child I've ever seen. I mean, absolutely emaciated, but he was full of energy and lively, so I think he'll be okay. But he traveled with his mother, and she spoke a little English, and she told me that crossing through Sudan into Libya, that they have these what they call stores, which are just, I guess, little warehouses crammed full of people. And at each stop along the way, the women are raped by the Sudanese soldiers. And she said this, another woman said it too, that the women, the Eritrean women, all take the pill before they leave on the journey because they know they're going to be raped.
Correspondent Megan Williams, based in Rome. She spent about 2 weeks on the migrant rescue boat Aquarius in the Mediterranean for the CBC program, The Current. Thanks very much for your reporting, Megan.
Thanks, Marco. Pleasure to share this stuff, as awful as it is.